Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Barack Obama talks all day about how he's for change. And I guess it's true. Socialized health care, more gun control, more open borders, that is change. But it's a change for the worst. And then people say, well, who are you going to vote for then? When you're given false choices, you can't. There are lots of local elections, congressional elections, state elections. You need to be involved in the process. You need to learn how it works. You need to learn if you have Diebold or other fraudulent machines in your area. You need to move to remove them. People thought that was hopeless 5 years ago. Now the majority of Americans know that the elections do have fraudulent systems in place, 85% in the Gallup poll, even higher in some polls. So first you got to wake the people up. Now we can move to remove them, and they're being removed in some areas. The problem is they're putting them in other areas just as fast. In fact, the United Nations, speak of the devil, won't even certify these touchscreen non-record systems. In the third world, they're not certified unless there's a ballot box in the middle of the room. They're all counted in front of people at the precinct level. Then that number is publicly announced, and then those are all tallied together. And then it's very hard to engage in fraud, except in very close races. You got to literally stuff ballot boxes. You got to lie about precinct returns and hope nobody noticed. When the CIA took over the voting system in 1963, when they set up Voter News Services after they killed the president, they did do that. They would nationally, very secretively, y'all go read the history of this, the government issued private Associated Press with a couple other news agencies under armed guard would supposedly get the phone calls from the states and from the regions, and then they would tell you who'd won. And you'd see tricks where, you know, 8 hours before California polls close, they'd already be projecting the winners and announcing winners in the East to get people to stand down and not go vote. Or a week later, you'd find out that somebody else had really won, but they would just go, well, the other person was announced and nobody's going to contest. Just all forms of chicanery. Or you'd have big party machines. That's why certain parties in certain areas, the Democrats, were able to, they were the kings of stuffing ballot boxes or having voter fraud where people vote 4, 5, 6, 7 times or dead people voting. But that still takes a huge machine. But they were doing it for civil rights and doing it for America, so it was okay. At least they thought they were being used. So Republicans had the argument of coming in with their big machinery in the last 10 years and putting in total fraud-driven systems. And they control the companies, well, three of the five. The Democrats are now muscling in. And so they'll now have Democratic county clerks who are over the elections buy from the Democrat companies. And this company will be publicly avowed Republican, and this company will be publicly avowed Democrat. And they'll just have the Republican machine or the Democrat machine. Just fraud on top of fraud. Now, sometimes it becomes too obvious. Karen Sunleitner, back in the late 90s, county commissioner here in Austin, she was losing. And I went to bed at about 1 o'clock in the morning happy because we'd gone after her for a bunch of CPS behavior and CPS and kids for missing one day of school and lost at 14 days and the ASAP program and the rest of it. So we went after her, and then the paper reported in the morning she won and said that at 2 a.m. she collapsed in the arms of her good friend, the county clerk, who she, quote, vacations with. She began crying and screaming, I can't believe I've lost. DuBois said, took her in the bathroom, reportedly hugged on her and said, I'll deal with it, walked out, and she won. But this last time, the poll showed she was going to lose by such a huge number, it was just a little too obvious, so they replaced her with a neocon. And that's just some county commissioner. So we don't give up. We continue to vote. We continue to poll watch. We continue to ferret. They'd love for us to figure out it's a fraud and just walk away so all the idiots can still vote. No, we're not going to give up. And they don't have fraud in everywhere. That's the good news. We'll be right back. Dennis Kucinich coming up. More of your calls, economic news.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with your phone calls. Muhammad in New York, Jason in Ohio, JP, Aaron, Scott, many others. Your calls are coming up. Congressman Kucinich is set to call in any time, but he'll only be with us about 20 minutes. Congressmen always float around, especially when Congress is in session, because you never know when they're going to pop in. So look for that any minute now, anytime this hour. Before I go to your calls, Interfood, the longest continually operating storable food company in the nation, now 27 years. I have chosen to get storable foods from them four separate times, the highest quality, clean, non-GMO food. It is freeze-dried. It is dried so that each can is really heavy. It stores in really small areas. And with all the bad things that are happening in society and food prices going up and talk of recession, depression, all of it, it's good to have this insurance policy, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Or check them out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Big banners at the top of InfoWars and Prison Planet. You can just link through at the top of the sites to eFoodsDirect.com. Great deals, high quality, eFoodsDirect.com. Also, you know my new film, Endgame, has been out now about 3-4 months. It has really had a big effect across the world. Many of you have gotten the high quality DVD from InfoWars.com and the online video and bookstore. If you have the DVD, please make copies. Give it to others. Please hand out copies. the population needs to see the big picture, why the New World Order is setting up North American Union, why they're setting up all these new social workers and one-child policies and banning certain types of light bulbs and, you know, remote control thermostats in your house and this whole nanny state. It is about drugging you, killing you, implanting you, spraying you. This is all documented in Endgame. For the New World Order, a world government is just the beginning. Once in place, they can engage their plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population while enabling the elites to live forever, they believe. We need to add that point. With the aid of advanced technology. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what they're saying, what they believe. Why? That's what they're reaching for. For the first time, we reveal the secret plan for humanity's extermination, Operation Endgame. And we chronicle the history of the global elite's bloody rise to power. And we reveal how they have funded dictators and financed the bloodiest wars, creating order out of chaos to pave the way for the first true world empire. And we track the elusive Bilderberg group. We do it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available at Infowars.com on DVD by calling 888-253-3139. You can either go to Infowars.com to order or call 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. This film will not be seen unless you get it out to people. It's up to you. And you can watch it in ultra-high quality. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Click on the trailers for Endgame to get an idea of the quality you'll be watching it in. We now have a CDN, thousands of servers. You know, you share space on thousands of servers, so it just streams to you anywhere in the world. Super high quality, as well as all my TV reports, my audio interviews, my special reports. We gave you almost 2 hours of extras that weren't on the DVD just for PrisonPlanet.tv members from Endgame. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get 3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check out that offer or get a monthly membership, a trial membership, for 15 cents a day, ladies and gentlemen. We need your support, but that's secondary. Number one, this is waking people up. Okay, let's go to Muhammad in New York. We've been talking about Barack Obama, Hillary, McCain. There's no difference. Or do you agree or disagree? Go ahead.
I agree with you absolutely, Alex. There's no difference at all. I just wanted to make a couple of quick points also. On your news report last week, I saw on Infowars.com, you guys had that thing about the skateboarder kid that got yelled at by that cop.
And then another video came out with him assaulting an artist.
Yeah, and I called the first video, I called up one of the local mainstream media over here, and they actually picked it up and played the story the same night, but they made it look like it was an isolated incident. And I called them back telling them that there's more incidents like this, and I can show it to them on YouTube, and they told me, well, unless you're a cop, we can't verify the information.
Well, there's any excuse they can to just grovel for the system.
Secondly, Alex, I just want to say you've been doing a great job. You woke me up about 5-6 years ago, and I just want to let you know you actually have a very large audience, which is a Muslim population.
Well, I know that, my friend. We have a large growing audience all over the world, and thank you for spreading the word, Muhammad from New York. Take care. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's talk to Aaron in Ohio. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say I'm 17, and it just feels like there's nothing I can do to help the truth movement. Do you have any suggestions?
Yes,
on
there
how
is.
To help?
Never use illegal drugs that the CIA makes its money off of and the private banks launder. Don't dress. It doesn't matter how you dress. I don't care. To me, I don't see how you dress or how you look. They do that to get you into a subculture so that they can have the police alert on you. They've been trained that's an enemy uniform. You beat them by being clean cut, smart, being successful, taking care of your parents, being a leader, and studying the New World Order. You can pass video links around the web to others. That's very effective. We're winning minds every millisecond. You can go join We Are Change groups or InfoWars groups or start your own organization. You can start a printed newsletter just in your neighborhood. There are thousands of things that you can do, sir. You can stop eating fast food to get healthy, myself included. Stop using cell phones. Don't let them have their radiation weapon used against you. There are just thousands of things you can do. Stop drinking their fluoridated water. Extricate yourself out of their system. There are so many things. You beat them by living well. You beat them by being strong. You beat them by being self-sufficient. You beat them by not drinking and driving and letting them get you in their clutches. You beat them by just putting one foot in front of the other. You beat them by loving your neighbor.
Yeah, and I also was going to ask, if Barack Obama is New World Order, why would Hillary need to cheat to win?
Well, the globalists are monopoly men, but they do allow competition in tyranny. They put out bids on who can put out the best brainwashing from PR firms, or who can come out with the best microwave gun to shoot American citizens with, or who can come up with the best rubber bullets. And clearly these snakes are fighting with each other. I don't think it's part of a shill within a shill that they're stealing from her, and that she's stealing from him, and that they're cheating. I mean, clearly she is the establishment candidate, but what they do is they own all the horses in the race, so just in case their particular favorite doesn't get it, and there's like different cliques in the elite too. It's like Henry Kissinger's behind Clinton, and then Barack Obama has the big new Brzezinski. See how that works?
Yeah.
I mean, you heard the caller earlier talk about how he's drinking buddies with Karl Rove. That's been in the news.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is as fake as a $3 bill.
Yeah.
Hey, good to hear from you, my friend. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to JP in Canada. JP, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I've been listening to you for a very long time, and when I heard you say today that first-time callers call in, I thought I'd take the opportunity.
Welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you. A couple of points I want to bring up here, actually, with Canada. Jot down a few ones. We have the new RFID chip coming into place in British Columbia, and the driver's licenses over here.
Globally standardized in a 2000 treaty.
Exactly, and that's going to be 2009 actually coming in Ontario. There was a few people actually, a few work colleagues talking about how cool their new driver's licenses were looking, and I was just commenting on how the chip's going in there soon.
That's because in hockey games and for the Super Bowl, they always have little PR pieces, and 5 years ago, IBM ads where the guy's got a chip, so it looks like he's stealing in a grocery store, and the security guard says, "Excuse me, sir," and gives him his receipt. They've been preconditioned for years, and now they don't know why they think it's cool. They forget all those advertisements. They think it's now. They won't think it's cool if you teach them how they're being brainwashed.
Oh no, of course not. No, I've been actually.
See, that's like kids won't know why they support the UN now, though Marvel Comics and others for 50 years have admit they've been putting pro UN messages in. Now the UN's openly paying them to send free comic books to every kid in the U.S. teaching them about world government. You see how this works?
Same with the Live Earth campaign that they did.
Exactly. Oh, they won't know why so they
cool,
support
you know?
It. Yeah.
And they get all the musicians behind it. Another point, HPV Catholic schools up here in Canada, all grade 8 students are going to be implemented with the new HPV vaccine.
And again, it's a mass fraud. They claim it's the law. You've got to take it now here in the U.S. It's not the law. Again, proving they're total criminals. Go ahead.
Exactly. Other points, I mean, you guys are talking about a Barack Obama. Thing I see about him, too, he kind of resembles kind of a John Kerry or Al Gore character there, you know, to try to make it look like there's a close race as well. I think the main problem right now is that the election fraud has complete control. You know, when you've got, as you said, 10% of Congress, 70% of the troops wanted out of the war, you know, it's clear that the American government's not listening to the people. And yet these candidates continually get in there. It's absolutely ridiculous. I think they're trying to make it look like a close race. And I just see Obama as being another guy that's going to bow down. Like, you didn't see him say anything about New Hampshire. You know, when that came through, isn't that coincidental? You know, he never said, "Oh, well, this looks suspicious here." He just kind of let that fly. You know, so he's the perfect candidate in that area.
Look, his policies, gun control, global taxes, Barack Obama is bad. Just forget the presidential race. It's cinched up. It's staged. Liberty moves forward.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We have Congressman Dennis Kucinich with us for this segment and the next. Report up on JonesReport.com. Kucinich promises hearing on 9/11 help. He promised earlier last year to meet with 9/11 responders. He went there and had lengthy meetings with them. You can see the video up on JonesReport.com. We Are Change videotaped that. We appreciate that. And he's come out and, you know, it's been admitted that the White House covered up politically that it was deadly poison, all of the mercury and the lead and the concrete, and they're dying right now. Congressman, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Congressman, in a nutshell, from your investigation, I know you're just now getting deep into it. What happened on 9/11 with the pulverized concrete? Why was it covered up, and what are you calling for?
We know that now that there were environmental consequences for all the workers who survived, and I went to New York City to meet with 9/11 workers. One of them had come up to me at a presidential debate, and a gentleman who was obviously in great distress physically and emotionally, and he had asked me, would I come to New York City and hear what people had to say? So I did that, and we met in the church near Ground Zero and had a two-hour meeting where dozens of people had an opportunity to be in the meeting, and many participated in explaining the health effects that they had as a result of the work they did during 9/11, and that the kind of help that they had expected and was being promised that didn't materialize. So I took a lot of notes, and then from there I'll be greeting the 9/11 workers who are coming to Washington, I believe next week, who are going to be presenting their case to the media. And then with them, I'm going to set a date up for a hearing so that we can give them an opportunity to share with the nation what the health effects of their service has been and how there needs to be serious attention to making sure that they get the care they need and how they were basically ignored for a long time.
With this case, it's so cut and dry. We know that we have the memos where Christina Todd Whitman, the head of the EPA, went to Bush a few days in and said this is deadly dust. She was basically ordered politically to say it was safe and open things up. Giuliani did that. But then even worse, afterwards, they blocked good treatment, real treatment for people, told them they weren't sick. It didn't matter if different universities and medical institutions 3 years ago put out CAT scans showing their lungs filled with this debris. And then now, six-plus years later, most of them aren't even getting aid. Billions of dollars was raised by different charities, and they've just been forgotten about. I mean, Bush was happy to stand on the pile and grandstand and, look like a hero with the real heroes. I mean, that's even more despicable to use them and then not even help them.
Well, I have to tell you, when I went there and met with people, it's one thing to hear about it in the abstract. It's another thing to go and talk to people who were there and who since that time have experienced multiple tumors, extreme respiratory distress, a whole range of medical problems that would be necessarily associated with, ingesting or inhaling large amounts of pulverized metals and concrete and it's very heartbreaking. And so because someone came up to me and said, please help, and the man was crying. I had to respond, and that's why I went to New York City, to respond. My heart was open, and I heard what people had to say, and I'm going to be with them in Washington, and we are going to schedule a meeting in front of the Domestic Policy Subcommittee so people can tell their stories and we can keep the light focused on this critical public health concern, but it's also a concern about do we really honor those who served on that day if they can't get the care that they need and the long term care that they need for when they put their lives on the line. You think about that. People put their lives on the line as part of the safety forces in 9/11, and now who's going to fight for them? So that's why I'm going to do everything I can to be of assistance to them and make my committee available to them.
Well, we commend you for that, Congressman. We're very thankful, and people should support you in your efforts. Obviously, the biggest issue is getting them the medical care that they need and deserve. But secondarily, it's justice needs to be done. Your response to the news, even New York papers have admitted there was a cover-up of the dust. I think people need to go to prison for that cover-up.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll get to the bottom of that. I'll seek all the relevant information and correspondence to be able to bring it to the committee's attention. That's not going to go unchallenged.
Let's talk more about the timeline here. Meeting with them next week. When we can see hearings? with Dennis Kucinich. People, we've been calling for this for years. He's doing it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
Welcome back. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, whose district centers in and around Cleveland, Ohio. I know we have two affiliates that go into Cleveland, three stations in the fine state of Ohio, and we're very, very thankful for those stations. I have a strong presence for this show in Ohio. And the congressman was just telling me during the break he is in a fight of his life for his seat. So is Ron Paul because they spoke out against the war. Even if you don't agree with Ron Paul on every issue, you need to support him for truly trying to bring change, not fake Barack Obama change. We need to thank Dennis Kucinich, even if we don't agree with him on every issue. I disagree with him on gun control. I agree with him on almost every other issue. He is definitely a maverick and not in their hip pocket. That's why we've got to support him and keep them from taking him out. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment because he just alerted me to how dire his straits are right now. But finishing up with the 9/11 responders, yeah, you're not going to be in Congress to have those hearings if we don't do some fighting. But continuing, sir, you took time out of your busy campaign schedule and Congress schedule to go to New York. You're meeting with them again next week. You're having a press conference. What do we need to do to support a real investigation because I believe this can open the whole thing up. You've also called for an investigation of the bizarre insider trading on 9/11. Can you speak a little bit more about the dust and where that's going, and then your questions about the insider trading?
First of all, I'm not afraid to ask questions about 9/11, and I think that when we look at how the workers have had this adverse effect from what they breathed in, I want to make sure that they have a forum in Cleveland, or in Washington, rather, and that they and I'll be with them next week. But in addition to that, I want to plan with the affected workers and their representatives a hearing in Washington where they can come to the committee and explain to the nation what's been happening. I'm chairman of the Domestic Policy Subcommittee, and I want to bring them in front of the committee. It's a committee that has a very broad jurisdiction, and it's an investigative subcommittee. I want to bring them in front of the committee, and I also want to get the details about what officials knew and when they knew it about the environmental hazards that were contained in what Christine Todd Whitman called deadly dust. Now, on the other issue that you asked about, Alex, I have indicated a longstanding interest in gathering information and trying to get to the bottom of exactly what happened with respect to all the stock activity that took place preceding 9/11. There were people who, and I think we need to talk to the people who were involved in making those transactions in order to try to figure out why they were made. There were, for example, the, American Airlines and United Airlines stock. Those are things that we need to look at and just get some questions answered.
Record put options. Again, we're talking to Congressman from Ohio, Dennis Kucinich, running right now in the primary, needs your support now. Please continue finishing up with the bizarre insider trading, the put options.
Yeah, so, that's something that caught my attention and that I've continued to talk to people about. At some point, those who may have a strong background in that, I'd like to hear from them if they call my Washington office, if they have any insight as to how to approach it. But I can tell you that from my own personal standpoint, I have had longstanding questions about why this volume, why those airlines, why that time, who made the buys, why did they buy them? Who told them to make the buys? Who was involved? I mean, it's just there's questions there that need to be answered as part of an effort to just get to the truth.
Well, that's a very important investigational line when you've got record put options, when the airline stocks were at all-time highs, betting that there would be massive plunges. Now, two FBI agents went to jail for some side insider trading. That was never further investigated, but that was a small piece of something larger. We can really find out who was behind it or who was involved and who had insider knowledge if we followed that investigation.
Well, see, this is what, again, I don't know what happened. I'm not alleging anything here, but I sure want to find out how it happened. And so I've told some of the people in the community that, I have a small staff, but I do have a committee that has a good reach. So I want to, I'm going to endeavor to try to gather some information here. And now that I'm off the, presidential campaign trail, I have time to focus on even more of the issues that you're talking about, Alex.
But you are instigating or you are initiating a investigation or at least trying to gather information for a investigation on suspicious 9/11 trading. I mean, mainstream newspapers had headlines about it being suspicious and, we're going to catch who was involved. I mean, I think that's pretty reasonable for you to be calling for that. I wonder why other members of Congress haven't.
Well, I think, just keep in mind, I mean, we all have things to take care of back home. We have people losing their jobs because of factories shutting down, people losing their health care, their retirement security, losing their homes. And, there's an avalanche of economic bad news that has been visited on a lot of areas in America, and the area that I represent is included in that. So we have to try to take care of those things, and at the same time, take care of some old business. which relates to 9/11 truth, and in particular these stock options. I want to know about it. You're talking to a person here who happens to be chairman of a subcommittee. I want to know what the answer is. So that's why, you know, I'm talking to you right now to let you know that I have an ongoing interest in it, in gathering the information.
Well, Congressman, I have to say, I respect you because on the issue of the electronic voting machines and election fraud, you've been there since day one. On the issue of government corruption, the Patriot Act, the police state, you've been there from day one, speaking out when it was unpopular. You've been proven right. You were against the war from day one with your only other colleague that was, Congressman Ron Paul. Now even Mayor Bloomberg saying it looks like there's election fraud against Barack Obama in districts where he's getting, in areas, precincts getting zero votes, clear fraud there. So because you are an independent voice, whether somebody's liberal, conservative, libertarian, we've got to support you. You've exposed the weather weapons, the space weapons. You tried to get laws passed on that. When that's declassified, they still laugh at you. So you're a very important person in Congress. So is Ron Paul. And I find it to be no accident that Cynthia McKinney was run out twice. They're going after you. They're going after Ron Paul. He said he's never been in a fight this hard. They're lying about him, spinning. Both Republican and Democratic machines are after him. I know that the big Republican machine is after you. You told me during the break you're facing an incredible battle. Tell us about that battle.
I've got corporate Cleveland is unleashing millions of dollars to try to knock me out of office. You know, anytime you fight a corporate empire, there's consequences. And my position has always been independent. Alex, I can't be bought and I can't be bossed. And all of these people who try to take this congressional seat in order to enhance their own corporate interests, they're just about protecting the status quo. And it's time that we challenged it, and that's what I've been doing in the Congress, and with the support of the people, I'll continue to do that. But right now, if people want to help in any way, go to Kucinich.us. We need help. I've got millions being poured into this race against me. And I need to make sure that that people know it's happening, and also that I'm going to continue to stand up and speak out. You know, people think that just by trying to knock me out of Congress that they're going to cause me to be quiet so that I'll engage in a kind of self-protection that Washington is famous for. I'm here to protect the public interest. I'm going to keep speaking the truth. I'm going to keep seeking the truth. And as long as people are there to support that, I'll stay in Congress.
Give out the website again.
Yeah, it's Kucinich.us, K-U-C-I-N-I-C-H, Kucinich.us. And I need help. If people live in the area who are listening to this, come to our campaign headquarters on 118th and Lorain. And if you're listening in and you care about the kind of having an independent voice in the United States Congress who can stand up for the American people, I'm also can be reached at Kucinich.us. And if you want to help us in any way you can, whether it's morally, spiritually, financially, politically, now's the time to help. The election's on March the 4th. It's coming right down the tracks pretty quickly.
Well, Congressman, let me just make this point again. Even if Republicans and others don't agree with you on some of your social policies, you are one of the few truly independent voices. The other congressmen and women really are bossed around and are controlled. And if they're able to punish you and punish Ron Paul and punish Cynthia McKinney, that then sends a chilling effect throughout Congress. This is very important to keep a few independent voices at least in Congress. How important is that?
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, right now we have a lot of Me Toos and Yes People. They're not bad people, but the problem is that this money that goes into the system causes people to not speak up when they should speak up.
How is it looking for you in the primary? What are your internal polls?
I think if my supporters come out, I'll win. But there's an unprecedented amount of money being spent here against me. This isn't by any means a cakewalk. I have to tell you, it's going to, this election is being vigorously contested, and the reason why it's an election at all is because of the amount of money these downtown Cleveland corporate interests are putting in. And, they just care about their own bottom line. They don't care much about what's happening in America. They just care about themselves. And I've been standing up for the people and making sure that the public interest is defended, making sure the truth gets out. I can't do it alone. I need help. And that's why I'm letting your listeners know that it would be important to have their help.
Kucinich.us. We have a lot of listeners who don't have computers. What about a phone number to the campaign office?
Yeah, the phone number to the campaign office is 216-252-9000. Very easy number to remember. 216, the Cleveland area code, 216-252-9000. And young people are there right now.
Sure. In closing, Congressman, I think the establishment's scared. That's why they're going after you and Ron Paul.
Well, I think, you know, when you have an independent voice, and, you know, Ron and I don't agree on everything, but you know what? The things that we do agree on, about keeping us out of wars that are illegal, about protecting our basic liberties, I mean, these are essential issues in this time. You know, each family in this country is paying $16,000 for a war that's been based on something other than the truth.
Well, even the Wall Street Journal said it's up to $38,000 per person in the aggregate by the time this war is projected to end that we'll
right.
have to pay.
Think about that. Think of what we could have done with that money. And there's only a few people who stood up and challenged it. And if you think we're done with these wars, you know, if you don't, we don't have independent voices in the Congress who can challenge it. People who are Democrats and Republicans alike, we're bound to get in another war. I mean, this administration is spoiling for a war against Iran. They're trying to destabilize other countries, and here we are. We've got people that are having trouble keeping a roof over their heads, that don't have jobs, that don't have health care, the retirement security is in jeopardy. What are we doing here in America? We're losing our country to war based on lies, to destruction of our civil liberties, to massive debt. And so, you know, I have no hesitation to stand up and continue to speak out. And again, as long as people are showing up on Election Day on March 4th in the Cleveland area, I'll continue to do that, and I appreciate it.
Congressman, in closing, one more question. Election fraud, you've called for investigations. You've called for Congress to look into this. Now, with clear evidence of Barack Obama being cheated in New Hampshire, you went for the recount there. God bless you. The listeners supported you. Now, in areas that are 95% black, he's getting zero votes in New York City. I mean, even Mayor Bloomberg is in the mainstream news today. In fact, I'm digging out the actual headline. It's here in my stack, saying that it's fraud. I mean, do you think there's evidence of fraud against Obama? Here it is. New York Post, of all papers, Mike Bloomberg claims vote fraud.
Well, you know what? I will tell you that that anywhere there's vote fraud, you know, or an allegation of it, we're gathering the information. I wish I had a more staff on my subcommittee so we could track every complaint. But when you're talking about a presidential election, it's important for people to start to inquire what kind of machines were used, who programmed the machines, you know, what about central counting? I mean, there's, you know, I'm just about to issue a report on the New Hampshire situation, which I'd be glad to share with you when it's finally done.
Please.
But we need to track this. This is the reason why we need paper ballots in all federal elections. And by the way, you know, I voted against certification of the last election.
I know.
Because I didn't like the way the votes were counted.
Well, you were proven right. In Ohio, the place you fingered back in 2004 and then 2006, you pointed stuff out, people went to prison.
Well, you know what? Let me just tell you something. The depth of the problem in Ohio is being addressed now by a new Secretary of State, who actually has pushed for paper ballots in the Cuyahoga County area.
That's good.
It's good. I'm glad for that.
Well, we've got to get you back on when that report comes out.
Let's talk again. And if people, you know, Alex, thank you so much for the time, and thanks for being a great patriot.
Hey, thank you, and take care, and we certainly hope you win. Folks, get out there locally and support him. Kucinich.us. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks again. Bye now.
Take care. Now, again, folks, I've gotten really mad at Kucinich before because he is just a gun grabber, folks. But I'm telling you, I've met him in Austin twice. He's in American Dictators. He's in my film. He's for real. I mean, he really is a liberal. He really believes what he's doing, and you can only respect that. In this world of where people are not genuine, they're not real, they're frauds, all I want is people that are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'll be the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Ron Paul's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we ask Dennis Kucinich to run for president. I know Democrats did. He did. Now they're coming after him. You got to support him. for Republicans and libertarians and liberals that supported Ron Paul. Some of you got mad now and taken your marbles or your ball and gone home. It was an uphill battle. He's still in it. You know, he doesn't really have a snowball's chance, but he's winning the info war. People are getting the word. It's a step forward. If we just laid here and took it, we know we'd get worse. We know they'd win. And let me tell you, Ron Paul is fighting for his political life. In fact, there's a rally this Saturday. They invited me to it, but that family stuff, frankly, I'm burnt out, folks. I'm making two films, doing the radio show, and it's fun to go to rallies, but I just can't do it. But I know Jimmy Vaughn, my good buddy, is playing there. Also, Derek, right out of this office, is going to be playing. And that the story of Golden Bear, I think, is playing. Hey, Aaron, where's that Ron Paul? It doesn't matter. I'll announce it later. I've got to remember all this stuff. I almost forgot that Barack Obama and Hillary are going to be in town. Well, they're in town right now, but they're going to be in town for a debate tomorrow. Hey, will you go find out where that Ron Paul rally is and everything for me? Thanks, bro. I guess I could Google it right here. I just can't do five things at once. Oh, man. I'm tired, folks. Not always tired. I just put it all out there, man. I go 110%. And I know you're taking action, and I commend you. By the way, the condensed Willie Nelson interview, 10 minutes of it, from Monday, is coming up in the next hour. I got about 5-6 audio clips I'm going to play and comment on. We got financial news coming up straight ahead. Stay with me.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Ira Haynes.
Ira Haynes. Ira Haynes.
Call him Drunken Ira Haynes. He won't answer anymore.
All right, I got a ton of audio clips, a ton of news. It's insane coming up into the next hour. Let me get into the economy right now. America's economy risked the mother of all meltdowns. This is by Martin Wolf, the Financial Times of London. It does not get any more official than that, okay? And this is where they actually tell you what they're going to do. Years before they popped the subprime mortgage, they told you it was staged by the big banks. Years before things happen, or months before, they are on target. Now, they'll usually spin it, but when they say something, I pay attention. I would tell audiences that we're facing not a bubble, but a froth of lots of small local bubbles that will never grow to scale that could threaten the health of the overall economy. Alan Greenspan, The Age of Turbulence, wrote. That used to be Greenspan's view of the U.S. housing bubble. He was wrong, alas, so how bad might this downturn get? To answer this question, we should ask a true bear. My favorite one is Nouri Rabbanani of the New York University Stern School of Business, founder of the RGE Monitor. We're going to get him on. Recently, the professor's scenarios have been dire enough to make the flesh creep, but his thinking deserves to be taken seriously. He first predicted a U.S. recession in July of 2006. At the time, his view was extremely controversial. It is no longer. Now he states that there is a rising possibility of a catastrophic financial economic outcome. What does the chief economist of the World Bank, who quit over it, Joseph Stiglitz, say? Same thing. What does Dr. Roberts say? Same thing. What does Bob Chapman, international forecaster, say? Same thing. What does the Financial Times of London say? The same thing. The characteristics of the scenario are, he argues, a vicious circle with a deep recession makes the financial losses more severe and where, in turn, large and growing financial losses and financial meltdown make the recession even more worse and severe. See, it feeds into itself. Professor Robani, if I'm pronouncing that right, is even fonder of list than I am. Here are his 12 steps to financial disaster. Step one is the worst housing recession in U.S. history. Housing prices, he says, fall by 20 to 30% from their peak, which would wipe out between $4,000 billion and $6,000 billion in household wealth. 10 million households will end up with negative equity, and so the huge incentive to put their house keys in the post and depart for greener fields. Many more home buyers will be bankrupt. Step two would be further losses beyond the $300 billion now estimated for subprime mortgages. About 60% of all mortgage orientation between 2005 and 2007 had reckless or toxic features. Step three, he went on to say it could mean another 20% loss, so 40% loss. Step three would be big losses on unsecured consumer debt, credit cards, auto loans, student loans, and so forth. That's now happening, by the way. That goes into the next year. The credit crunch would spread from mortgages to a wide range of consumer credit. Step four would be the downgrading of the insurers, which do not deserve the AAA rating on which their businesses depend. So that means stock starts to go down, too, and also government investments. A further $150 billion write-down of asset-backed securities would then ensue. They'll just print more money for all this, of course, in accelerating inflation. Step five would be a meltdown of the commercial property market, while step six would be bankruptcy of large region or national banks. Stay with me. I'm going to do the rest of these, get into some of the other news here. All right, we're walking through these right now. I'll continue with economics about 15 minutes into the next hour, and then I've got to, I guess, just basically spend the rest of the show on these clips I want to play, but I've got all this other news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.